that would have prevented W.R. Grace from building a plastics recycling facility in Columbia. Before the council meeting and vote, county residents gathered to support the measure to prevent the project, saying that would protect residential communities from toxic emissions and other dangers that could be generated by the plant. W.R. Grace has previously stated that it is not burning plastic, manufacturing microplastics, or producing forever chemicals. Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese and State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker will go live on Facebook at 1 this afternoon to give an update on a deadly motorcycle crash. The August 2024 accident on the Francis Scott Key Highway resulted in the death of Tawnytown resident Terry Crowell. Investigators say Crowell was thrown from the motorcycle after a car that crossed the center median struck him. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. All is well in Mudville this morning as the mighty Felix struck out two Red Sox yesterday in a 1-2-3 13-pitch fifth inning in Sarasota, touching 97 on the gun, leaving manager Brandon Hyde feeling pretty good.
That's a highlight of the camp so far, in a big-time way. Just the smile on his face and throwing 97, but feeling great. Another box checked for him, and it was great to see him out there.
Charlie Morton started for the Orioles, went two scoreless. Tomo Sugano followed with two more, and Adley Rutschman hit one out as the Orioles and Red Sox ran out of pitchers and played to a 6-6 tie. And how about the Terps women on Sunday night? Tied at 90 with 6 seconds to play in overtime against the Ohio State Buckeyes.
5 seconds to go, tied up at 90. TBSU.
Call courtesy of FS1, Sarah Tibiasu, with 1 second to play, 93-90. Maryland, the women are locked into the number 4 seed of the Big Ten tournament with a double bye. They'll play on Friday afternoon. Coming up in 30 minutes, Dylan Strome bails out the Caps. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the way. That means some rain and cooler temperatures starting tomorrow into Thursday. We're dry and warmer today, 60. Tomorrow, showers and some storms, 62. Thursday, partly cloudy, 50 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 43 degrees in Westminster, 43 in Easton, and 37 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it's a little chilly right now, but apparently it's going to get warmer, so I'm excited about that. We got a lot to talk about today. I know we talked about this often, and I've been trying to lay off it just a bit because I felt like a broken record there, but I kept talking about the increase in crime and violence in Baltimore County, and we're going to get into that to start the show. And I hate to bring it back up, but let's just be honest. What we're seeing in Baltimore County is what we've been seeing in Baltimore City. And everyone, and I mean everyone, all of the residents in Baltimore County said that it was on its way to becoming Baltimore City 2.0. And that's where we are. That is where we are. So we had a drive-by shooting and another non-fatal shooting in my neck of the woods just last night, not even hours apart from one another. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the police scanner. We're also going to get into the update from Pam Bondi. Apparently, she did receive those files from the FBI office in New York. She says that she did receive them that Friday morning at 8 a.m. They were there for the drop. We're going to get into that because she sat down with Sean Hannity, and I've got the audio for you on that one. Also, President Trump did end the aid to Ukraine. Now, as far as I know, it is temporary. I wish it was permanent, but it is temporary as of now. And so we're going to talk about that. And of course, as I mentioned on the morning drive there, Sir Michael Singleton is going to join us around 11 o'clock. He has been battling the liberals on CNN. But we're also going to talk about what we expect to hear from President Trump this evening as he addresses both sides of the aisle there on Capitol Hill. And I want you to weigh in on that as well. Again, back to what's going on in Baltimore County. Of course, here I am scrolling on X last night, and I'm looking through, and I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on. Because, of course, you know, this is how I add things to my show plan here, so I can talk to you every morning and have some really fresh stories. So I always check X right before I go to bed in case something else has happened within, you know, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., and I want to make sure that I add it to the show plan. Well, here I am scrolling through X. And I happen to see, and this is a young lady that I follow by the name of Becca. And Becca has a police scanner in Baltimore County. And so she does post the updates, on X. And if you want to follow her, her name is Becca Pope on X. And it's B-E-C-C-A Pope. And like I said, she does post a lot of different things. Well, here you have a shooting in Essex that happened in the area of Wilson Point Park near the boat ramp. There was a flash for a gray Honda Accord, heavy tint, one black male and one white male with a mask. Victim vehicle was completely shot up, located on Wilson Point Road. The 27-year-old male that was shot had two gunshot wounds, one to the hip and one to the back. Now, according to more on the police scanner, this is supposedly a transaction of exchanged goods and somehow went wrong, and a suspect pulled a gun and shot when the victim was driving away. Excuse me. So that's how you have, I guess, you know, this situation where the car was completely shot up itself. So I don't know what was, you know, being exchanged there, obviously. They're still, as far as I know, they're still looking for the two suspects that were in the masks. And as you heard there, the victim that was shot in the hip and the back, they were shot as they were trying to get away. So I don't know if that person took something in exchange. I don't know. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. This is on Wilson Point Road by the Middle River Post Office, by a boat ramp, by a playground where I take my daughter literally when it's warm out at least twice a week. Over there you have, if you go a little bit further, you've got Carson's Creekside, which is an amazing restaurant with great food, a great atmosphere, great bands that they have when they have live music. This is not a thing, okay, in this area. We're seeing this now because of policy decisions. We're seeing this now because of somebody that I tried to take on here in District 2 when running for Congress. Yes, Baltimore County Executive, former Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski, now Congressman Johnny Olszewski, he and his friends have allowed Baltimore County to look like Baltimore City. It starts out with the open-air drug markets. This is something that I don't even need to explain to anybody that's listening, because I know you get it. I know you get it. As soon as you start seeing the open-air drug markets, that's when you're going to start seeing the non-fatal shootings and the homicides. It is not rocket science. That's how it always begins. You see the kids standing around, right? That's why they used to have no loitering laws. I don't know what happened to those, but that's how it starts. Because with loitering, they're doing what many times? Selling drugs. And so we've allowed people in office that continue to peel back this onion, this layer of policy that protects us and brings us great public safety. This is what we've allowed. It's infuriating. Now, just a couple hours before that shooting by the boat ramp there at Whistling Point Drive, a couple hours before that, thanks to Val and Pat McDonough for letting me know, there was a drive-by shooting there right in Hawthorne. There were people on the Ring camera app, because of course I get the notifications. They were like, does anybody know why the helicopter's circling around? Does anybody know why the Foxtrot's been in the air so long? This is out of control. I'm over it. And then to put on top of this, and what I want to add to this, because I'm going to take some calls on this, by the way. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. The woman that killed her own 11-year-old daughter was found not competent to stand trial. Now, let me just add to this that this is complete BS. According to the other kids in the house, right? This happened in Middle River. Her name is Kenyana Dillon, 34 years old. She was found unfit to stand trial. She was facing first-degree murder charges for the murder on January 23rd around noon, where police were reported to go to her house on Firethorn Road in Middle River, where they found her 11-year-old daughter in the basement, dead, strangled to death by her mother. The other kids in the house said the mother was tormenting this beautiful 11-year-old girl, her name was London, by the way, for hours, for days. She kept accusing London, the 11-year-old, of having some kind of affair with her boyfriend. Yes, I swear to you. She then killed all of the pets in the home in front of all the other kids, saying, if you don't tell me now the truth, I'm going to continue to kill the dog, the hamster, and everything else, which she then ended up doing. She killed all the pets. All the kids were like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? London hasn't done anything, Mom. This is coming from the other kids in the house. She wouldn't believe them. So she eventually takes London down to the basement and strangles her to death. And now they're telling us that she is not competent to stand trial. Yet she was competent enough to torment these kids for days, killing their pets, and then taking her to the basement and strangling her to death. She was competent at that time, just not today. I don't know what's wrong with our system. I don't know. I don't know how to correct it. I don't know how to rectify it. If it was my way, I would get rid of a lot of these judges. Some of these prosecutors got to go. And I would lock a lot of these people up. I would also change a lot what's going on with CPS. Obviously, they're not protecting the kids. The juvenile justice system is a mess. And this is what gets me, right? Because you hear from Vincent Schiraldi and all these other, you know, the delegates and the state senators are always like, oh, we have so much going on. We need wraparound services for these kids. We need this. We need that. You know, it's like our youth only matters when they're criminals. Have you noticed that? Not when they're victims. When they're criminals. Then they need wraparound services. Where was London's wraparound services? While she was being tormented in the home. Meanwhile, the mother, the family of the mother, had called the cops days before because apparently the mother was writing encrypted messages on Facebook and they knew something was wrong. A lot of times the cops, their hands are tied. Do you know why? Because of stupid laws on the books. Because again, we live in a state where we protect the criminals. The criminals matter. Criminal lives matter in Maryland. Victim lives don't matter in Maryland. Do you see how this is working out? And if you ever think, why is Kim so upset with Democrat officials in Annapolis and those on county council and those as the executives? This is why. That 11-year-old should be alive today. The system, everything failed her. There were calls to the cops. There was encrypted messages on Facebook. This isn't the first time that they called about this mother. London should be alive today. And not only that, her mother should be standing for trial and be behind bars for the rest of her life. But now we're told she is incompetent enough to stand trial. I don't know what it's going to take for the people in this state to get their act together. I don't know what it's going to take. I know we got Republicans fighting on our behalf every single day. Look, I appreciate you all. I do. But I know that you're also in the minority. But to all the Democrats, to all of those that I know, many of you, I know you listen to the show. I hear about it all the time. Hello, how are you? Will you please do me a huge favor and start looking at the victims rather than the criminals? Because as you're sitting there saying, well, we don't want to do this and we don't want to do that, it's going to impact communities of color. You're right. All of this is impacting communities of color. Do you know where most of this is going down? Those juveniles that are robbing people at gunpoint, do you know where that usually happens? Communities of color. You're right. It's impacting us every single day. We've had enough. We have actually great kids in our community that want to go off and be successful, that want to do great things in life. But they don't stand a chance because the policymakers in Annapolis, well, they don't care about them. They're not at risk. Those aren't the young scholars that Senator Corey McCrae talks about. Get it together, please. I beg of you. Because I was just talking about what was going on. I got Val McDonough. Good morning, Val. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Kim, but I want to tell you about another incident that happened last night. I was driving down Eastern Avenue, and what happened was I saw the helicopter flying above the houses and everything, and I thought, oh, my God, they're going into Hawthorne. And I have a lot of friends that live in Hawthorne, and what happened was I thought, okay, follow the helicopter where it's going. And I turned down this alley. There's six police officers there, you know, and I'm want to know what's going on because they're in front of a friend of mine's house, and you know, they told me to stand in my place, do not move. Come to find out, an hour before what you saw, I was seeing the same thing playing out. It was a shootout. They did not catch the people. They know the color of the car. But that was an hour before, and this is a community right before Wilson Point. You know, it's a crime zone out here. It's everywhere. It's all over Baltimore County. And you're right. It is the Democrat Party that is pushing for all these bad policies. You know, when you talked about Johnny O, 4 years prior to that, my husband ran against Johnny O for Congress. Okay? I mean, I'm sorry, for county executive. And what happened was he was talking about crime there. Nothing happened. Not one damn thing. Johnny didn't put any money into the police department. He's not putting it into the fire department. And we're all seeing the results of it. And what happened? He got elected to Congress. And that is dumb people voting the wrong way. When you have people like Wes Moore, who's not providing money to the county, he is not providing services for the police department, the fire department, or the people that are protecting us. But yet he's hiring 5,000 employees, and now he wants to hire all these employees from over in Washington that lost their jobs. What is wrong with that man? I mean, he needs to really come down and sit and talk to you and I as average citizens, and we will tell him what is wrong with his policies and thinking.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree to that, Kim?
Absolutely, Val. Absolutely.
But let's talk to these Democrat legislators. Let them walk the streets with us.
Yeah, you know, yeah, without
security.
We're the
ones that are all this crap, and they're living the high life for a $50,000 a year paycheck. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Val, yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you as always. Thank you so much. And, you know, this is sad, but this is our reality. We get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the crime and violence in Baltimore County and the sad state of affairs. One of being the mother that killed her 11-year-old daughter, London, who, absolutely precious girl. You know, her family showed some of their videos to Fox 45, and I remember watching that about 3 weeks ago, showing her at Christmas and how she was dancing, just like any other regular 11-year-old girl. The mother was accusing her of some bogus allegations, and because the girl would not confirm that those bogus allegations were true, because they were in fact false, because of that, the mother then killed her. And they're telling us now she's not competent to stand trial. Because, yet I will even note, she took 11-year-old London to the basement because she didn't want to kill her in front of the other siblings. She was that competent. She was that competent. Well, she's not competent to stand trial now. As you heard there from Val McDonough, there was a drive-by shooting in Hawthorne last night. There was also a shooting right there on Wilson Point Road, right by the Middle River Post Office and that boat ramp there by the Wilson Point Playground. And this is where we are. This is where we are in Baltimore County. And to all those that voted for this, I hope that you're happy. You know how you ask us, I hope you're happy you voted for this with President Trump and Elon Musk getting rid of all the fraud, waste, and abuse of the federal government. Yes, that is why we voted for them. But is this why you vote for Democrats? To turn what's beautiful neighborhoods into hellholes? Is that what you wanted? Is that what you voted for? Let's turn that question around on you. I would love to know, to any of the Democrats that listen to the show that love to call me to complain about President Trump, I would love to hear from you today. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm going to bet $1 million you're not going to pick up the phone and call me. I'm going to bet $1 million that you're a coward, you're a punk, and you would rather just talk about President Trump, and you've got nothing to say about the Democrats in Annapolis making our lives hell. I'm willing to bet my entire career on it. Jet in Moncton. Jet, you want to weigh in?
Sure. Good morning, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. And good morning, Valerie. I just wanted to touch base with a couple things real quick about me. Retired Baltimore County Fire Department, 33 and a half years. I've worked with police and, of course, being in the fire department, we did that a lot. So here's the deal as far as what people know and what people don't know a lot of times. Whenever these guys go out on these types of incidents, the upper echelon will punish them if they start releasing information to the public about the crime that's taking place in the neighborhoods. That happens in the police department and the fire departments. I myself had been ordered before that, you know, you couldn't talk about certain incidents. But here's something I just want to send out there for the public, especially the Baltimore County citizens. and I'm not going to mention the app names. I'm just going to say you can go on your phone and you can go to the apps and you can download the apps that you can listen to the police calls, and you can listen to the police calls in Baltimore County. And I will say this, Kim, if the by and large public were to download these apps and listen to the amount of crime that is taking place in Baltimore County, I think that the elections would be swayed drastically by that, because people just do not know, and the elected officials cover it up. That's it. Thanks, Kim.
Jet, thank you so much. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you. And, you know, I do wonder if the scanners will change anything. I don't know, because you know what? Here's the thing. I read some of the comments on social media, okay? And when they post about some of these issues, some of these crimes here and there, the Baltimore County Police sometimes post about these things. You know, you'll go into the comment section and I'll say, oh, thank you, Democrat legislators. We love it. We love it. And you know what? People respond to me. They'll say, no, Kim, they can't deter crime. There's nothing they can do. They're not the ones picking up the gun. Isn't that what former Mayor Jack Young, remember interim Mayor Jack Young would say? I didn't shoot anybody. So I don't know, Jet. I don't know, honestly. I don't know how many voters are smart enough to understand it comes down to policy. I think that there are so many individuals that are so stupid that actually go out there and vote for the same people, believing that they have nothing to do with the crime and violence that they see in their neighborhoods. I do believe that. I do believe that. They're just not that bright. When we get back, we continue this conversation. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I've got some text messages to read as well. And then also we'll move forward to what Pam Bondi had to say last night.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump pays a visit to Capitol Hill tonight. He'll address the American people. That to take place at 9 p.m. Eastern. The president has followed through on a threat to impose additional tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico. 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% on Chinese imports. China and Canada are imposing retaliatory tariffs. The president pausing U.S. military aid to Ukraine. It follows the Oval Office dust-up between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's Zelensky and the latter's refusal to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. Computer chip giant TSMC will be investing $100 billion expanding semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S., primarily in Arizona. President Trump says it's a move that will create tens of thousands of jobs. Stocks opening lower this morning on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Adley Rutschman starting to change some minds in Baltimore.
Greatest he's been through his career as he tomahawks one to right field, and it is gone for Adley Rutschman. He got on top of it, and that is the man that the Orioles fans want to see.
Call on ESPN, and indeed it is. Rutschman trying to come back from a disastrous second half of 2024, and Felix Bautista looking like the closer of old. The Birds and Red Sox finish in a 6-6 tie. They're off today. They'll be in Fort Myers against the Twins tomorrow. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps blew a 3-0 lead against the Senators and were forced to a shootout tied at 4. And then Dylan Strom restored the order.
Strom 0-3 this season, 2-11 in his career. Strom off the deke, scores!
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Caps escape with a point. 5-4 over Ottawa. Ovi held without a goal. And a sidebar, Tom Wilson gets the Gordie Howe hat trick, a goal, an assist, and a fight, tangling with Brady Tkachuk. AP Top 25 is out in men's basketball, and Maryland moves up 3 slots to number 13. It ties for their highest ranking all year. Terps are 22-7 on the season, 12-6 in conference, and they travel to Ann Arbor tomorrow night for a huge game against number 17, Michigan. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens zeroing in on Ronnie Stanley. And that is Stein on Sports.
Starting to get the clouds today. Rain heads our way tomorrow. And then some cooler weather for the second half of the week. Not a bad day to be outside today. A mix of sun and clouds and warmer, near 60 the high today. Tomorrow, though, the winds start to pick up. We'll be dealing with some showers, even a few thunderstorms possible. 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, discover.com/creditcard.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about crime and violence. I know, we haven't talked about it in quite a while. I've been focus on some other things, you know, a little Nashville politics, other things happening here and there, because I'm tired of sounding like a broken record, because we talk about the crime and violence all the time, the open-air drug markets, all of these things, time and time again. Now, of course, it's because we've got policymakers in Annapolis that just don't seem to care or understand how important their policies are when it comes to public safety on the ground. And we could continue to sit here and try to explain it to them. And that's what I've been trying to do. I also wanted to hear from you, and they are going to most likely want to hear from you as well, especially over my voice. I got Fred in Jacksonville. Fred, you wanted to weigh in on Democrats voting for more crime?
Hey, Kim, perhaps it's a substance abuse problem.
A substance abuse problem? Could be.
You know, on the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Mr. Han would say, "What are you people on, dope?"
Oh, well, see, now I got to go watch it. Yeah. I'm sorry, Fred. I am not a movie buff, I guess, as some people would say.
And one more thing, yep. Please. Maybe it might be the Stockholm syndrome.
That's definitely it could be the case there. But, you know, Fred, here's the thing, Fred, and I see you're in Jacksonville, so I'm assuming you used to live here and you got out.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I think there's going to be...
Thank God.
Yes. Well, you know what? Congratulations to you, but I think there's going to be more people like you that are just going to vote with their feet, because I honestly don't think it's going to change here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm as much as it hurts me, I know you're right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a very special place in Baltimore in my heart, and what has happened to Baltimore has really broken my heart.
Yeah, you and me both, Fred. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. you know, Fred got out of here. He got out. I know there's a lot of people that are going to do the same thing. Maryland is not business friendly. The crime, the violence, the juveniles out of control. The juveniles that we should be paying attention to, like, you know, the 11-year-old London that was killed by her mother, should be paying attention to her. The system failed her. As our Marty in the text line pointed out, it was the system, Child Protective. Everything failed London. Everything failed London. I feel so bad for her family. Marty also asked, where is the new county executive, Kathy Clausmeyer? She is there. I guess you just can't see or hear her. That's a good question. As far as I know, I'm being told that Kathy Clausmeyer is a little more conservative than what Johnny O was. And so with that, I hope that she's paying attention. And I hope that she does say something about this, because these drive-by shootings, the shooting on Wilson Point Road, this 11-year-old in Hawthorne being killed by her own mother. I mean, where are you? Where are you, Kathy? We need you to say something. Foxtrot is in the air 24/7 at this point in Baltimore County. And how much does that cost? Can somebody tell me how much that costs to keep Foxtrot in the air? I would love to know. I've got Eve in Kingsville. Good morning, Eve. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I definitely sense the anger about the murder of that poor 11-year-old child. I have so many things to say, but to follow up on Val's call, I am 100% sure had Pat McDonough won county executive that time, things would have been different. In my mind, in the back of my mind, this is what I see. I hope it doesn't happen, but Baltimore City's boundaries, the city line, was changed roughly, I think, 100 years ago, maybe 1917, 1918. The east, I don't know about the west side and the north, but on the east side at one time, the boundary was at Highland Avenue in Highlandtown. All of what is now known as Greektown, all of that was county. I predict that the powers to be, Johnny O and his followers, have in mind to expand the city line.
You know, Eve, it sounds like you're right. I hope that you're wrong, but it sounds like you're right. And I will also say you're right. If Pat McDonough was in office today, Little London would be alive.
I don't know. I don't know the backroom deals and all of that. But just as there are so-called Republicans that are not with Trump, I sense that was happening then in Baltimore County.
Yeah. Yeah, Eve, I don't think you're wrong on that one. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have a great week. I mean, it really is sad. Got another text here. Still no arrest in the Towson mass shooting. Yep, still no arrest there. Still no arrest there. There, you know, I was looking at that the other day as well. You know, Baltimore County used to say, oh, wow, they would lock people up immediately. Not the same. And I don't know if it's because they're down officers on patrol. I don't know if it's because we're allowing people to just be released back into communities. And a lot of these shooters are juveniles. I don't know. But there's definitely a decrease in solving some of these cases. There's definitely a decrease when it comes to arresting some of these suspects. And I see it as well. It's unfortunate, but this is where we are right now. Let's see, in the text line, I got Anthony. He says, Baltimore County judges are scared to look certain majority of people up because they are scared to be labeled a racist. Anthony, I hope that's not the case. But if we have judges that are sitting in these seats and they don't want to take serious action because they don't want to be labeled a racist, and they don't have any business being a judge. Okay? Because last time I checked, Lady Justice wore a blindfold. And if you're sitting there thinking about whether or not it looks great on your appearance to lock up individuals, and because the large percentage of these individuals that you lock up are black, if you feel as though that looks bad on you, you're a total idiot. You're an idiot. And you have no business being a judge. But Anthony, you're right. I wouldn't put it past some of these people. It's gone really far at this point. I've got Ken in Harford County. Ken, you wanted to weigh in on the crime?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
I lived in Dundalk for 50 years, and actually I moved to Harford County about 8 because of how things were happening there. But not to be pessimist about it, but I just don't see anything happening because the politicians are one thing, but the ill-informed voters are the biggest problem we have. Here we had an issue in Baltimore County all this time, and then we promote Johnny Olszewski. Also, Brooke does a terrible job in Prince George's County, and we promote her to senator, and then she promptly goes down there and votes select boys and girls locker rooms. It just, we just have, and in Baltimore City, they just keep voting in the same people, and it's the same result. Crime, it's a disaster, and it's not going to change because the people that put the people in are not going to change.
Yeah, yeah, and I definitely see the increase, Ken, there in Harford County. You know, I do note all the time, if you look into some of those that are committing crimes in, whether it's Havana Grace and, you know, Aberdeen, other areas, you will see that a lot of them have a trail that leads back to Baltimore City. Many of them, that's where they're from. Sometimes that's where the drama starts and ends up, you know, in a shootout or something like that in Harford or Baltimore County. And you're right. It's terrible. And unfortunately, we have people that are going to continue to vote for this.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I just don't see it changing.
I know. It's sad. It is sad. Ken, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. This is the issue that we have. And, you know, of course, we're going to get out there and knock doors. And I mentioned this before. We're going to start soon here. Like I said, next week is supposed to look really nice. But we're going to start soon. We're going to start knocking doors soon. Yeah, we'll have literature. Yeah, we'll have QR codes so people can make sure they're registered to vote. We can do all those great things. And we can tell them about all these different stories and instances, and we can help them understand it's the Democrats that they continue to elect. But there are some people that are just fine because in their minds, Republicans are the devil, right? If they vote for a Republican, especially in the Black community, they've done such a great job at making Black people believe that they are some kind of sellout traitor or some coon or something if they vote for a Republican. They've done a great job with messaging that. And then you have people that absolutely believe that. You know, they're like, oh, well, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not no sellout. Really? Really? So you're not going to vote in your best interest because you're afraid of what people might say about you? You could actually vote for people that would, in turn, could possibly hurt your child, considering the public safety issues that we have, and even some of the issues that we have in the public school system. You would vote for those individuals that would put your child in danger, all because you don't want somebody to call you a name? Is that what I'm hearing? Are you that much of a coward that you would allow your child to be in danger because somebody might call you a sellout? Really? Really? like, you know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. You would do that? And meanwhile, people will look you dead in the eye. And yes, they would do that. They would do that. See, that's the thing. I can't get down with that. Talk about a sellout or a traitor. How is your child not your number one priority? You'd rather just be able to stand at some rally and say, yeah, I voted for the Democrats, even though it's against your best interest? I guess I just can't relate with that kind of mindset. It's just something that I can't relate to. I've got Lori in Dundalk. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Kim. How are you? I, whenever a child dies, it's worse to me than an adult that can take care of themselves. And, you know, these parents, I mean, I don't know if it's everybody's on drugs. I just don't know. And people, you got to wake up. I mean, it's not your child today, but it could be your child tomorrow. And you got to stop. Today's youth are the people that are going to be running this country. And Johnny O, okay, I'm not even going to say anything because I would curse and I would be thrown off the phone. But, you know, we've got a place in the neighborhood where they want to do the drug stuff. And then, you know, one day it's a robbery and the guy in the liquor store is getting shot. The next thing you know, and this is right here. I mean, I walk through the woods to, you know, go up to the store. I don't have a car. And it's like every time you turn around, somebody's getting robbed. And this was beautiful Dundalk. I've lived here 25 years. My own house. My door didn't lock all the way. I had, when I come home, somebody had gotten in my house and stolen my money and stuff. And, you know, it's just, maybe it's me. Tomorrow it's you. And you got to take care of these babies. You've got to take care of your children, because there's so many freaks out there that want to take them and ruin your precious babies.
Yeah, no, that is accurate, Lori.
And anybody looks at your child, they know what life can be like, and what a good mother is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lori. Thank you so much. And thank you for your service as well. If you didn't know, Lori was at one point in time a police officer herself. This, you know, this is really, it is, it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. You know, I was kind of thinking like, okay, what are the solutions here? You know, in the, you know, I guess you could say temporary solutions in the interim. You know, maybe there's a way to, because Child Protective Services, I don't know if you guys noticed, but they're not, and I'm not trying to put down anybody that works there, because I know there's some people that work there. There are social workers that work there that want to do a great job, but they can't cover everything, right? You can't cover all of the ground. And then I know that there are some people that work there that don't really care. Then I know that there are some people that work there that, you know, they're kind of like the legislators, and they believe that the criminals should have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chances. I wish there was a way to make sure that these kids knew, you know, somebody like London, who was killed by her mother after being tormented by her mother for days. I wish there was somewhere that she could run away to. You know what I mean? Because I kept thinking about that. I'm like, wow, this went on for days. And if in case you missed it, this is how we opened the show. We talked about this woman, Kiana, 34 years old, killed her 11-year-old daughter, strangled her to death in the basement in the Hawthorne community. And for days, she was tormenting this, you know, this girl. Her name is London, her daughter. And I just kept thinking to myself, if there was somewhere where she could run away, she would still be alive, right? So is there something we could do? Because we hear about the rec centers. We hear about all these different things. But it's just like, you know, when does all this community organizing and these wraparound services, when does it actually work? Do you know what I mean? Like, where are the results? I was talking to a friend of mine, and he supports, you know, the rec centers. And he said, all right, well, you know, it's not the silver bullet. You know, you're going to catch a few kids, not all of them, but you're going to be able to save a few kids with those rec centers. I think we need to widen the net. We need to widen the net. And maybe we talk to kids through their schools. Maybe they're the kids that don't go to the rec centers all the time. You know, perhaps they're not allowed, or it's, you know, a little bit further from the house. You know, how can they contact somebody in case something is happening within the home? I don't know. These are things that I think about. Because obviously London had nowhere to escape to. And the family tried to call. The family called police the day before she was killed. And they still, nobody could save her. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. If you want to weigh in, we'll wrap this up before the top of the hour. But 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I don't want this to happen to you, but imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or, of course, Kim Klasick Live? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, like I said, I hope it doesn't. I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and that is with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years, so don't worry about that. They've got you. They have offices even throughout the Baltimore metro area, so all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if you're a little shy, you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Remember, Crimea was annexed under Obama and Biden. This war started under Joe Biden. And what happened is it evolved into a conflict, basically a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. Now, what do I mean by proxy war? Because if we weren't providing hundreds of billions of dollars, I'm sorry, the military might of Russia. This is simple mathematics when it comes to warfare. They have more soldiers. They have more sophisticated equipment. They are more prepared for war. But if it wasn't for the United States and to a smaller extent, European countries providing the weaponry to Ukraine, this war would have been over.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. We're seeing more and more crime reported every single day. Home invasions, road rage incidents, the list goes on. But all of these incidents don't require lethal force. In fact, according to law enforcement statistics, 99% of all altercations do not require lethal force. You need a less lethal plan so you don't end up behind bars. That's where Byrner, the less lethal self-defense option, comes in. The Byrner less lethal self-defense platform provides formidable stopping power without the complexities and potential legal consequences of a homicide. Now, Byrner launchers are legal in all 50 states. You don't need a background check. You don't need a permit. No waiting period. I own them. I give them away as gifts to my friends, my family. Just go to Byrner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount off any purchase. BYRNA.com/Hannity. Byrner, where safety meets responsibility and preparation meets peace of mind.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Israel is completely cutting off Hamas in Gaza. I think Bibi is done with this nonsense. Plus, Pete Hegseth tells all civilian employees in the military, tell me five things you did last week at work, or you're fired.
I quit.
You can't quit.
And why not?
Like you're fired.
You can't fire him.
Why not?
He quit.
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about the crime and violence, talking about kids that have unfortunately had to deal with domestic issues, some of them fatally. And you know what? I didn't even mention that shooting on, remember that on Christmas Eve morning in Rosedale, where the boyfriend ended up shooting and killing the 5-year-old son, and then he shot the mother and the baby, the 11-month-old. Luckily, they survived. But, you know, I do wonder how we could save some of these kids that are in these situations. But I'm sure that's a large discussion for another day. Wanted to hear from you. I got Kurt Edgewater. Kurt, you want to weigh in?
Yeah. The problem with Baltimore and also pretty much urban places in general is the people are so narcissistic that they refuse to listen to anything except for what they want to hear. And the politicians are grifters. I mean, and once they get power, that's all they care about is power, and they're not going to give it up.
Yeah, yeah. They feel very protected in how they move around. Kurt, I think you're right on that. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. I've got Alan Woodlawn. Al, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Kim. Last week, the shooting in Columbia, I'm going to be real quick. I know it's almost time for you to hit your mark. The guy's lawyer was on TV. This is after he shot the two guys and one died. Of course, the second one died a few days ago.
Yeah.
This is the suspect's lawyer. Well, I just want to say that we're praying for the family, and my client's life is going to be ruined. This is going to ruin his life. My wife said, well, what about the lives he took?
Yeah.
Don't you think their family's lives are ruined, too? I mean, the guy was just... I just don't get it with this though, Kim. Real quick, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, the lady, the lieutenant governor.
Oh, Winsome Sears. Yep.
I can't remember her name's on the tip of my tongue. Well, she's running for governor, and there's billboards up in the state of Virginia that say, "Do not Maryland my Virginia."
Yeah.
I'm up here. Way to go. Way to go. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, this state. I mean, I used to take inmates to court, and they do some horrible, they've done horrible things to people. And I'm standing there with them in front of the judge. The judge would say, well, I just want to counsel you, young man. Have you read my book? I just want you to read. I'm up there like, Judge, will you please just give him his paperwork so I can get back to the jail so I can go home? You know, he's not going to read your book.
Right.
He don't care about counseling. Will you read my book? I wanted to say, Judge, come on. Can you speed this up a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's been coming in and out this facility forever. You know, they promote crime. I mean, it's just, well, Kim, look, I'm going to let you go. But on the lighter side, I was glad that the fire department just gave WCBM a warning because of all the candy and flowers you got for Valentine's Day, it was fogging up the lobby. You know,
I wish that was the case, Al.
They just gave you a warning.
Thanks.
Let you know.
Thank you, Al. Yep, you too. No, I wish that was the case. That would be nice. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about Pam Bundy and what she had to say to Sean Hannity just last night about the Epstein files.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a